Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday, September 12th. I'm here in Flint. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Globalists are in grave danger. Their new world order is not going well. Humanity is waking up to them all over the planet. There are populist parties, nationalist parties, anti-World Economic Forum parties coming to power. The new conservative leader in Canada is completely anti-New World Order and just won the leadership of his party. If they held elections today, Justin Trudeau would be removed as the leader of Canada. And the same thing is happening around the world. So as bad as things are, it's because the globalists are desperate and know that they are behind the eight ball. Thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be an extremely powerful broadcast today. The big interview that I taped last Thursday morning with Andrew Tate, the most Googled man in the world, is going to air in the second hour, a little bit into the third hour. And Rob Dew did a great job adding video clips and documents and articles to it, so it's really like a documentary. Extremely powerful medicine to counter the anti-human, anti-man, anti-woman, anti-child agenda that is going to be premiering in the second hour today. Then we'll post the full interviews. You can share it at band.video and infowars.com. That said, I never do this at the beginning of a broadcast before I get to all the news, so I'm going to do it right now. And this is the way God works, but I got to tell you, when you watch the Democrat Party plaintiff's lawyers, the last show trial they had a month ago in Texas and the new one that starts today in Connecticut, that I'll be up there next week in the hot seat, they get up and say, this man's worth $400 million, and we want to shut this man down, take his platform away. I am not worth $5 million. If you sold my house, my cars, all the equipment we have, that is a lie. And it's all coming out and is all going to come out. That's why we filed bankruptcy, because we're right on the edge of being insolvent, and to prove all these numbers in these people's faces. But they say that because they don't want money. They got all our financials in a lawsuit. They know the truth. They want to shut us down. So, in the last year plus, because of supply chain breakdowns, we've been sold out of a lot of the products we have. And in the past, we had the products. We sold enough to be able to actually make money and even expand. Well, now all the products have come back in, and we desperately need people to get these amazing products. Diet Force naturally speeds up your entire metabolic system in a natural, healthy way. I've lost a lot of weight on it. Still fat, but I've lost 40-plus pounds. It's back in stock, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, massively discounted. And finally, Brain Force Plus, an amazing, high-quality, high-end nootropic, is back in stock. 50% off. Brain Force Ultra is amazing. Kicks in really fast, but dissipates quickly. That's why I like it. It's back in stock, 25% off. And green fiber capsules, really should be called Ultimate Greens, highest quality concentrated wheatgrass and cilantro and so much more. Over the top, good for your intestines, your whole body, your immune system. It's back in stock, 50% off as well. But here's the big announcement as we go to break. We have the three founder coins that were fundraiser coins. Original coins I designed, made right here in America, silver, 1 ounce rounds. Now we have the next in the series, not a founding member coin, but a Americana coin. And this is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on air. We absolutely encourage everybody to get it. It will sell out. On average, they sell in about 2 weeks. 1776coin.com, 1776, 1776coin.com is where you exclusively get it. It takes you to patriotcollectibles.com. And for all of you that want to be in the arena, that have been in the arena, this is a long-term fight. We're having more effect than we ever had. We're under globalist attack, and we cannot stand without you. We cannot stand without your support. So I thank you for past support. I will encourage you all to get the coin. The Man in the Arena, Teddy Roosevelt Gladiator Coin at 1776coin.com. And the markup on it, again, is a fundraiser. You'll have a memento and a piece of history and know you are the woman or the man in the arena. This is historic. 1776coin.com. Go there now, and I want to thank you all for your support. 1776coin.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com if the amazing product.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, this is the Al Shem Show.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For more than 28 years, we have been on the front lines and the cutting edge of the battle against the New World Order. And we have had irrevocable effect against their operations. That is why we are amongst the most hated people by tyrants on earth. Always faithful, never giving up, never backing down, empowered by God and empowered by the people. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday transmission. The big Andrew Tate interview that, believe me, is extremely powerful. It's what the enemy is scared of. Learn what they're scared of. This is one of his best interviews ever, if not the best. And again, Rob Dew and others added a bunch of B-roll and video clips and documents to the hour-long interview. It'll fill up the second hour and part of the third hour. Then we have a special guest at the end of the third hour today. You do not want to miss this Monday worldwide broadcast. Now, let me tell you what's coming up in this hour. I got a lot of huge news here. The biggest vaccine news yet is just getting crazier, incredibly serious economic news. The whole social credit score has been announced here in the U.S. and is being rolled out. We'll get into that. More Biden staffers caught engaged in absolutely heinous activity. But I wanted to hit this first, not even to sell the book, the plans of the Death Star, but just to illustrate what a fraud we're dealing with. Tony Lyons of Skyhorse Publishing was on with me last night, the biggest independent book publisher in the U.S. have a lot of courage. And this book, just in stores in its first week of release, sold more than 30,000 copies, hundreds of thousands in pre-sale. And guess what they did? The New York Times said, we don't care. They've never done this before. They said, we're not even listing in the New York Times bestseller list, despite the fact in many lists it was number one, in the Wall Street Journal list it was number two, in other big lists it was number two. In the USA Today list, it was number 10, but they count all the textbooks that are sold every August. So there were some textbooks ahead of us, but it was the number one book in nonfiction on USA Today's list. Didn't even show up on the New York Times, and they talked to Tony Lyons. They know him well. And they said, we're not going to cover Alex Jones. So they tell you it's a bestseller. They give you a list of a Barack Obama and Joe Biden BS that can't even sell any books. But that's just emblematic of their fraud. New York Times caught rigging bestseller list against Alex Jones, The Great Reset. The story's up on InfoWars.com. Number two, Wall Street Journal list. Number two, Publishers Weekly. Number 10, USA Today. Not on the New York Times, even though it sold nearly nine times what their best-selling books did. Here it is from the Wall Street Journal, actually from the Wall Street Journal. The Great Reset and the War of the World, number two in the world. Here's another list. And it goes on from there, because we actually show you information versus just telling you it's there and hoping you believe us like the mainstream media does. Like when they tell you, Trump said he hates all Mexicans and all Mexicans are criminals. Never said it. There's no video of it. It's a lie. But they don't care. They just keep saying it. Like they say, Alex Jones is a white supremacist and a Nazi. Really? Where's the video? Where's the audio? You don't have it because it doesn't exist. You're the globalist exterminating and aborting all the babies, particularly the brown ones. You are the scum. And look, it's just desperation by these people because they want to, through Hollywood and the control corporate media, the dinosaur media, they want to dominate culture. They want to control everything. And it's that simple. And they don't want to show that freedom is popular. That's why when Dinesh D'Souza's film, 2000 Mules, was so big, and the top documentary wasn't listed anywhere as in the top documentary charts. Because it's organized corporate fraud trying to suppress the people and their hunger for freedom, but it's not going to work. But why is it so important that we're on the air? Why is it so important your backing of the few oases of truth and freedom? Because as things get worse and worse, as the New World Order comes out in the open, people are hungering for the truth more than ever, and the globalists know if we stay on air and others stay on air, we will dominate the culture war. We will win. They will go to prison. They will be defeated. That's why it is critical, beyond critical, essential that you continue in the face of censorship and everything that's going on by word of mouth, by text message, by email, by the side of your barn, the back of your car, calling a talk radio, calling it a C-SPAN, going to live events, going to speaking at city council events, school boards, wherever you can be heard, know, whether it's by five people or 1,000 or 100,000 or 1,000,000, you're going to win the fight. Go to these football games with a shirt with a message of liberty on it. Do a banner hang. Do whatever it takes legally and lawfully, but with civil disobedience to culture jam these enemies, because this is what we're really facing. Every week I say this is the biggest COVID news, because every week it gets crazier 2.5 years into this. They cooked it in a lab. They released it, gained a function. They lied to Congress. And now on InfoWars.com, we have links to the New England Medical Journal and the Lancet British Medical Journal and just you name it, prestigious universities confirming that the shots don't protect you and are causing mass death. We could spend a whole four-hour show just on one of these studies. Look at this one. 50-page study says COVID vaccine's worse than the disease. Link to the study on InfoWars.com. Gateway Pundit recap. 16-month vaccine does exceed last 30 years on the VAERS reporting systems combined. COVID vaccine destroys natural immunity. NEJM study finds. New England Journal of Medicine. Boom! Does it protect you, erases your immune system, and gives you VAIDS. Vaccine autoimmune acquired autoimmune deficiency disorder. Unbelievable. More good news. That's bad news, but good news here. Judge tells White House to turn over emails from KJP, the press secretary, and Fauci to social media platforms, censoring in the last few years in a coordinated fashion with the White House, Big Pharma, and Big Tech, scientists and doctors exposing what is now totally confirmed, that these shots are deadly. That's what's illegal. Yeah, Big Tech can argue they can censor. It's still wrong. They should lose their Section 230 immunity. But when you are colluding with the government and with the industry to suppress, that's serious trade fraud. That's serious criminal activity. 1,100 athletes die from sudden death from 1966 to 2004. Now 673 have died since January 2021. See the numbers? And it goes on and on and on. Western sued over vaccine mandates. Western University has no lawful authority to collect, copy, store, or use personal vaccination and medical information of students. But they did it illegally, violating HIPAA, and so much more. So that's just some of the news on that front today. Meanwhile, and I think they should get in trouble, but they shouldn't pay $36 million. That's these trial lawyers. Oberlin College went along with another leftist hate crime hoax of that bakery, saying they were racist at the Baytree and didn't like black people. It was all made up by leftists in the college. The college went along with it and just paid $36 million for a false flag, fake racist attack, like Jussie Smollett type crap. And they paid $36 million. I mean, you see these judgments. Everybody's going to go bankrupt. The whole society's going to collapse. $36 million. How about they put the person that staged the fake attack in jail? How about that? Democrat senator compares 9/11 terrorists to January 6 rioters. We got more on that coming up. But let's go back to this. Killing people en masse, nobody gets in trouble with poison shots that erase their immune system. They knew exactly what it would do before they rolled it out. That's how we had the documents and knew. We didn't just tell you 2.5 years ago before it rolled out, a year before it rolled out, what would happen magically. It would cause blood clots, heart swelling, infertility, cancer. It was in the CDC internal documents that came out. That's why we're on air, is to continue to expose this magnitude of pure absolute evil. And that's why it's beyond critical in the fight for humanity's future that you spread the word about the live feed, Infowars.com/show, and support local Eminem stations, and spread the word. You are the Paul Revere's.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Accelerating their project of total enslavement and extermination. I mean, all I got to do is turn on the news, and there's so many people, we got to depopulate everybody. All over the world, Western governments say they're going to shut down half the farms. In places like the Netherlands, that's the second largest food exporter in the world. Then they turn around like we have amnesia as things collapse and say, oh, gee, people are starving all over the world. There's riots everywhere. We better have a global government and a universal basic income that'll fix all this, when the very people setting up the corporate world government are the ones behind it. Meanwhile, Democrat senator compares 9/11 terrorists to January 6 rioters. Democrat Senator Mark Warner went on national television yesterday and used the 21st anniversary of 9/11 to absurdly compare the terrorists who attacked the Twin Towers and the Pentagon to insurgents who entered the Capitol on January 6th. Hell, Chuckie Schumer already said, if you remember, that January 6th was worse than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. Unbelievable. Then we travel over to Switzerland. Swiss social media abuzz over rat out your neighbor energy posters. It's not just 3 years in prison if you turn your thermostat in the winter up above 66 degrees or in the summer above 80 degrees. No, ladies and gentlemen, they have posters everywhere saying, rat out your neighbors. Nazi Germany is certainly here. 2.0, and that ties into this. This is out of The Guardian. Guns bought through credit cards in the U.S. will now be trackable. They don't care you go through the NICS system and the FBI and it's bought a sporting goods store or Walmart, totally legal. The credit card companies have now decided outside of law that they're going to track it and create a digital code in a file on your name. Keeping records of what you buy and what you do. You know, next it'll be alcohol for the insurance companies, and next your sexual habits or what diseases you have. Oh, we got a tracker number that you're getting medicine for HIV, or you're getting medicine for heart problems, you're getting medicine for whatever the case is, and now that's valuable info that big tech can sell and use. But they're going to start, though, with Alex Jones. Oh, we're just going to censor Alex Jones, and then Donald Trump, and then, well, everybody. And, well, now it's a social credit score through the banks that tracks what you buy and what you do. This is all being rolled out worldwide. It's here now. Credit card purchases of firearms in the U.S. can now be tracked, and purchases deemed suspicious can even be shared with law enforcement. Oh, as if you didn't do a background check with law enforcement. According to a new measure approved by an organization that sets parameters for business transactions, the International Organization for Standardization, part of the UN, ISO, voted in favor of creating a merchant code for firearm stores, according to Reuters, which is then a code for everything else. A code for food, a code for oil or gas. Oh, yeah, get ready to shut down that black market. This is the social credit score. You know, Hitler made the gays wear the pink triangle, and Hitler made the Jews wear the yellow star, and Hitler had all the, you had to wear it. Your papers would get checked. And if you get caught without it, oh, you'd go right to the gulag. You'd go right to the work camp, and then off to death after that. But now it's just digital. It's right there, and it shows who you are and where you've gone. And they're announcing in Australia and everywhere else these internet IDs to get online. And remember, they beta tested it this year in Australia where, oh, we're going to just call your phone randomly to make sure you're at home. Citizens are only allowed out 1 hour a day with a mask on. And if you don't answer within 5 minutes, we're coming to your house. You got to turn it on. They take a screenshot. Yes, I'm at home. I'm a good slave. This is all dog training. And the average liberal loves it and thinks they're joining some utopian Star Trek wonder world when they're joining an absolute hell on earth. That ties into this MSN.com story. This robot catches grandma before she falls. The robot follows you around, shadows you while you sleep, while you go to the bathroom. It's the next level of the home assistant that spies and watches you. And it's a motorized wheelchair that, again, follows you around and calls the police if you fall down. Sounds good, but how about we just never have humans anymore because they die and get sicker? How about we just put exoskeletons on the old people? That's the nanny state on steroids. Well, we've been having blackouts here in the United States and Europe because the globals have cut the power off of the power plants. But over in Ukraine, after they launched a major Western-backed offensive and did push back Russian forces in several areas, the Russians began bombing power plants. They've been not targeting the infrastructure. Ukraine suffers massive blackout after Russian strikes. And the moral of the story is this is escalating out of control very, very quickly. All right. I'm going to hit the fact that Biden is directly funding genocide in China. We pointed this out with direct taxpayer money, hundreds of billions of dollars of it in his Green Deal and all the rest of it that he didn't get officially passed, but he had added his pork barrel. We'll be covering that at the start of the next segment. But I've got a very exciting announcement here. I got to say, I love the George Washington coin. I love the Tree of Liberty coin. And I love the gun coin, too. But this coin is my favorite. You have the three founding member coins. We're going to be launching some new stuff and new exclusive things imminently. Well, already people that bought the founding member coins got 30% off on this new coin with a promo code we sent them. So things like that. But well beyond it, the deal's set. Things are ready. A bunch of stuff's about to go down. But we have the Freedom Series of coins that are now launched, that are fundraisers, that are collectible, that are historic. Keep us on air. Be the man and woman in the arena. Support the tip of the spear. The new Teddy Roosevelt Citizen in a Republic speech. Man in the arena. It is a gorgeous coin that I designed, made right here in the United States, a 1 ounce 999 silver, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. And just like folks did a great job buying the signed books, which will all be shipped out by tomorrow, I bit off more than I could chew, but thank you for your support, folks. By Wednesday, we're going to be caught up. We're almost caught up as of today. So thank you all for getting the signed books. Can't do those anymore, but this is a silver coin, and it has the markup in it again to fund the operation. It is a collectible. Only 10,000 exist and will ever exist in the world. This is the only Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena silver coin out there. It's exclusively available at 1776coin.com. And I want to thank all of you that got the past coins. I want to encourage those of you that haven't. We need the funds. Please don't make me prove to you how close we are to imploding by layoffs or shutting down. No. We are barely in the black. We're in Chapter 5 bankruptcy. That means if we just can be somewhat profitable and have it all overseen by a court, which we're close to having done, we will then have a plan to continue on, no matter how big these rigged judgments are, and our crew will stay employed, and I will stay on air. Sure, I won't get paid much, that's fine. I want to keep InfoWars and what we're doing going. I'm not going to give the enemy what they want. They thought they could just bankrupt things and take money away, and then I would give up. That makes me fight that much harder. So, 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. Please go there now and get the coin. 1776coin.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, Green Fiber Capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up Green Fiber Capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. The Big Andrew Tate interview is coming up next hour and then more. So let's just go back and look at who the globalists are targeting, what their priorities are. Senator Mark Warner compares 9/11 terrorist that killed 3,000 people to January 6th rioters. Meanwhile, Biden has put forward hundreds of billions of dollars to pay and incentivize to make Americans buy electric cars, basically, when 80-plus percent of the electric car parts and solar panels are made in China, much of it by Uyghur slaves. Lawmakers say Biden administration may be directly funding Chinese genocide. There's no directly funding, maybe. They're doing it. Congressional Republicans want to know if the federal government is purchasing solar panels from China that were built using slave labor. We're not just purchasing for the federal government. They're incentivizing it for everybody. Lawmakers sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General raising the alarm about the issue, which has come increasingly into the spotlight after the Biden administration pushes the U.S. towards renewable energy sources, a market that China dominates. Representative Bob Gibbs, Republican Ohio, and other Republicans on the House Oversight Committee raised questions about China's notorious human rights violations and U.S. taxpayers would support unethical practices and enrich one of America's greatest rivals. It's not that we're not just vigilant. We are absolutely rolling over to this evil and then letting the left sit there and moralize like they have the moral high ground. Now let's continue looking at the economics of what's unfolding from the 2+ years in the third world that the countries were shut down. Futures jump as dollar slide accelerates. And that means prices are going to go up even more. That's called inflation, folks, when your dollar buys less. U.S. railroads enact contingency plans preparing for a labor strike as union talks fail. EU ministers call for 10% cut in electricity consumption. Say, learn to wear a blanket. And it goes on and on. Economists warn energy bill price caps could lead to blackouts in the UK. They snap their fingers, and the whole world accelerates into a collapse. And who's running our government? Who's running the institutions? This has all come out in the last few months and few weeks. More and more of it comes out that almost every new high-level initiative director is involved in just absolutely heinous stuff. Satanism, pedophilia support. It's par for the course because this is a legion of scum, a legion of filth that wants access to our children. Top Biden staffer defended gay pedophilia prostitution website, rated by feds in 2015 article. Disgusting. Biden DOE hired, he runs the program, a man that defended pedophilia. And then you look at this guy, what the hell do you expect? Oh, your babysitter's here. Yeah, he's babysitting the nuclear material. I mean, oh, let's hire this person to run the nuclear program. The nuclear waste. Oh, let's hire this guy to run the monkeypox program into Satanism and stuff I can't even mention on air. Look at him. He's in charge. Devil gave him power. Seething with satanic power, he thinks. Biden's monkeypox are ruthlessly mocked online for photos following First Presser. And the reason I covered all that is it and recapped as it ties into Timothy Clements. That's how you say his name. Sexy bisexual cannibal stuns Venice. Bones and all gets 8.5 minute standing ovation. And reportedly, it's two men and a woman who all have sex together with each other, kidnapping and killing and eating people after they torture them to death. Oh, and it's so sexy and so cute. I told you where the left would lead you. Cannibalism, collapse of civilization, the point of having to eat your neighbors. And I said, well, we'll have to eat the left then, won't we? Like Eat the Rich, A Modest Proposal, Jonathan Swift. And I said, this is satire, but it's where they're going to take you 2 years ago, and I was crazy. But now they openly admit that's exactly where we are. Absolutely disgusting. And it continues. Two women, followers of an Atlanta cult, charged with murder, kidnapping after they lured a young couple from their vehicle and shot them dead because they were white. And that ties into all the mass shooting of whites, the kidnapping and rape of whites that the left is pushing everywhere. Meanwhile, BLM has been caught to have $90 million extra sitting on the sideline that George Soros didn't spend manipulating our elections. This is who these people are. This is what they stand for. they tell you that I'm bad and Trump's bad and DeSantis is bad. And the truth is, I'd love to support Trump outright, but he does support the poison shots, even though it's come out they don't work and hurt people. But they still hate Trump because he actually hates the globalists and was fighting him. He just won't admit he's wrong with the shots. As for us, we've been against this sucker the whole time from the documents we had and knew what was happening. And we know what's going to happen coming up in the future if we don't get extremely aggressive about saying this is a premeditated great reset, New World Order takeover. And as I said at the beginning of the broadcast today, the good news is all over the world, they are electing anti-globalist leaders, and anti-globalist leaders are becoming the heads of major political parties and major organizations. And in Canada, now voted in as the head of the Conservative Party, who now has the votes to unseat Trudeau, is a man that harps on the New World Order and the deliberate Great Reset and the World Economic Forum being a criminal, corporate, fascist takeover system. So that is extremely, extremely important. Now, since I mentioned this, we're going to play it. It's Senator Mark Warner compares 9/11 terrorists, January 6 rioters. Since I mentioned it, we're going to go ahead and play this clip, but I just want this to sink in. With all the collapsing borders and all the exploding crime and all the racially motivated mass shootings on both sides and all the trouble the globalists have stirred up culturally and the currency imploding and the fentanyl deaths and the record suicide and the bankruptcies and all of it and the war with Russia, and the list goes on, the number one threat and the big terrorist are the million people that showed up to protest that stolen election and the thousand or so that got waved into the Capitol by the Capitol Police. There's a couple hundred broke through because the police stood down. Here he is with a further declaration of war, just like Biden gave his blood red speech with the troops behind him. This is what they're running on with 57 days to the midterms.
And our country came together. And in many ways, we defeated the terrorists because of the resilience of the American public, because of our intelligence community. And we are safer, better prepared. The stunning thing to me is here we are 20 years later, and the attack on the symbol of our democracy was not coming from terrorists, but it came from literally insurgents attacking the Capitol on January 6th. So I believe we are stronger. I believe our intelligence community has performed remarkably. I think the threat of terror has diminished. I think we still have new challenges in terms of nation state challenges, Russia, and longer term, a technology competition with China. But I do worry about some of the activity in this country where the election deniers, the insurgency that took place on January 6th. That is something I hope we could see, that same kind of unity of spirit.
The insurgency. Like we're in Afghanistan. The insurgents, no, an insurgency would have had guns and armored vehicles. The insurgency would have come and taken over and held the Capitol. But you don't even hold the Capitol to take government over. It's pure crap. You do what the globalists do. You go in, you take over the government, you take over all the bureaucracies, you put all the key people you want in the corporations, and then you bring in your fascist tyranny. You take control of the credit cards and start assigning code numbers to gun owners. Outside of law, creating your own corporate list to enforce your social credit score. All right, big news straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version
of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This in the next few days and weeks to come, because this is what we've got to get Congress and the legislatures to move against. Guns bought through credit cards in the U.S. will now be trackable. Even though you do a background check with the federal government, they're creating a law enforcement file at the International Organization for Standardization via the United Nations. So the real translation here is UN creating global social credit score begins coding of products with guns and gun accessories. So the gun is to be tracked by the United Nations International Organization. And then, of course, we've got this. Ukraine suffers massive blackout after Russia strikes. That war is escalating very, very quickly. We are in direct conflict with Russia right now, and we need this to end. We need to pray for peace and a global awakening, because this is all part of the concerted globalist operation. And they pushed Russia into this war. I wish Russia wouldn't have done it. But now it's going on. And Russia took the bait. And I warned it was a setup. And there's U.S. troops over there fighting the Russians. And this is so dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. But that's why we're here on air. That's why it's so precious what you do, spreading the word about this broadcast. Because we cut through the left-right paradigm. We cut to populism. We cut right to the heart of what we're facing. A designed, global, forced depopulation. Let me play a short clip from the interview that's going to premiere next hour with the most Googled man in the world, Andrew Tate. Then we got a special Greg Reese report and more. Please stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
It's been a very interesting few years, and we've seen what happens when people don't have a voice and don't stand up and try and rebel against these systems. I really do think that the acts that have happened across these last few years in the name of trying to save lives for COVID have been genuinely, genuinely criminal. And I don't think they would have tested this kind of system or tested this kind of censorship and repression to just stop it and go back to normal. I think it was a test of a system, and they intend on coming in harder than ever before with some new story and some new excuse later on down the line. And it gets to a point where you finally have to stand up and realize that you cannot run from what is going to come to you. You cannot escape it. You cannot hide. You cannot deny it. You get to a point where you understand you need to find people who are like-minded and stand up. And the best way you can stand up at this current point in time is just to educate others and just to highlight the injustices which are being purported by these systems. My banning was absolutely and utterly unjust. I never broke any terms of service. They know that. The whole world knows that now. And the public sentiment is on my side. And the more people talk about this and the more people discuss this and tell others and educate others, the harder it's going to be for them to keep this curtain, this iron curtain of theirs, over the truth. Because that's all they truly want to do. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Everyone knows this saying, and it's completely and utterly true. And we're now in a situation where they have absolute power. But I do believe that we're moving to a transitional period, a transitional place, and you've been a massive leader in that force. And even now, as much as they say you're banned, anybody who types your name into a lot of these matrix-led platforms can still find videos of you. So they can't completely and utterly shut you up, because people want to listen to what you have to say. People want to hear you. And it's for that reason that they fear you, because they try and take men like us, delete us, and replace us with these talking heads. But humans have an instinct, and that instinct allows us to feel affinity with somebody. They can hear your voice or mine and know they want to hear what we have to say, because they know we have character and we're integral and we have morals. These talking heads don't have any of that. So when they put them there to read from the hymn sheet, it simply doesn't resonate with the youth of today. And that's how I managed to become the most Googled man on the planet, by just telling men the truth about the experience they're going through and the life they're going to live. It's a really interesting period of human time. And I've really been appreciative also of your support and the support of the other mainstream characters who stood up and said, listen, this has gone on long enough.
On April 23rd, 1910, the iconic American president who busted up the Rockefeller Trust in America gave his incredibly historic speech, Citizen in a Republic. It was the man in the arena speech that sent shockwaves throughout the world. And I live by this creed. I'm about to read to you just a short excerpt of the 30-plus minute speech he gave to over 5 million attendees in Paris, France. We have released a coin that has Teddy Roosevelt on the front and a gladiator on the back. Discusses a citizen of the Republic and the man in the arena. And InfoWars, and everything we do, is about the man and the woman in the arena fighting tyranny. It's the fourth coin in the series we've offered at PatriotCollectibles.com or 1776coin.com. There are only 10,000 of this coin available. Ladies and gentlemen, this coin is funding our operations as men and women in the arena. Let me read to you part of his famous speech. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man has stumbled, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be amongst the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. This is the man in the arena coin, only 10,000 in the world. Get yours now at 1776coin.com and take the info war to the next level.
Everyone says that today, the royal family is nothing more than a ceremonial figure, even though they choose the government, have final approval over all legislation, and own half the country. And so while we remember Queen Elizabeth, let us not forget how this incestuous family has used their own children to gain power. parliamentary lawfare over trading rights between England and Scotland led to the first iteration of the United Kingdom in 1707 and created the legal groundwork for George of Hanover to be crowned King of England and Ireland in 1714. He was 55 years old, married to his first cousin, and didn't speak any English because he was from the German House of Hanover. The English people were not happy about this, and his coronation was met with riots all across the country, followed by years of rebellions. His grandson, King George III, inspired the American Revolution, and when his granddaughter Victoria married her first cousin, Prince Albert, the House of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha took sway over the country. Throughout the First World War, the people of England were questioning the loyalty of the German bloodlines who ruled over them, which prompted the royal family to change their name to Windsor in 1917. 9 years later, Queen Elizabeth was born, who was initiated into the Druid Order in 1946, married Prince Philip of Nazi bloodlines in 1947, and gave birth to Charles in 1948. In 2010, William Coombs, survivor of Canada's infamous residential schools where the mass graves of children were found, claimed to have witnessed Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip visit the Kamloops Residential School in 1964, where they took 10 of the children away with them, never to return. A year later, William Coombs dies in the hospital. In 1988, Prince Philip told the German press that he hopes to be reincarnated as a deadly virus to help with the population problem. And his son, King Charles, likes to joke on television how he is related to Dracula.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, so I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
These royals are the result of an incestuous breeding program wherein children were used as a way to gain power over the masses. So it's no surprise that they are caught up with the likes of Jeffrey Epstein, who made a living using children to leverage power, and Jimmy Savile, who had unfettered access to rape hundreds of children inside NHS hospitals and was a dear friend of King Charles. Along with Klaus Schwab, King Charles is a founder of the Great Reset. He's as green as Greta Thunberg. And last year, he announced the need for a military-style campaign to bring the world to zero emissions.
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector, with trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders. It offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition. So, how do we do it?
We know how they'll do it. By cutting off Europe's fuel and forcing the people back into the 1700s. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
People People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got Turbo.